Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a schus for Rabbi Marani Marat Shiyichi and Achiyat Abbas Reb Chaim Tzvi v'chol ha'nil v'meleha. And the Nishmas Marasas Abbas Reb Shmuel Maras Batya Esther Bas Zev Dov. The Gemara in Psochim says Shasan b'vas achas, that if a person drinks the arba kosos in one shot, Rabba Amar Yidei Yayin Yatza, Yidei Arba Kosos Lo Yatza. So Rab says, Yor Yotza Yidei Yayin, but not Yidei Arba Kosos. Rashbam writes, Kulan Chashuvan Kos Rishon Lo Yosef, Tzachli Abba Shalosh Kos Salas Seder. They're all considered the Kos Rishon. And you have to bring three more. And that's what the Rashbam writes, the Rasul Bevasachas, Bevasachas, Hanu Shalos Seder Mishnah Seinu. The Mishnah has a Seder. When she drank the Arba Kosos, and he didn't. He drank them Ritzufim. Says Yotze the first Kos, but no more. If he doesn't drink a Seder HaMishnayis, when he's supposed to drink, then it's Bevas Achas, is not Yotze Magen Avram. Tafayin Beis writes, and what the Shulchan Aruch there says, that you have to drink the Arba Kosos Al HaSeder. And if you drink Zachas Eshalok HaSeder Lo Yotze, because you have to say the Haggadah Bein Taim. You have to say the Haggadah in the middle. You can't just drink it all at once. See there in the Magen Avraham, the Bir Halacha, he brings the Machlokes Beis Yosef Pri Chadash. If the Haggadah is Ma'akev, or only that you need to wait in between them and not drink them one after the other. According to the Beis Yosef, b'di'eved, if you just waited in between, you're yatze. As long as you wait in between each kos, you're yatze. And the Pichadur says no. You need dafka al seder haggadah. And the Bir Halacha says, you see from the Lashon of the Gemara, that the Iker Kepeda is that it shouldn't be b'vas achas. Shouldn't be all at once. As long as it's not all at once, even though it's not al seder haggadah yotze. Otherwise, the problem isn't the basachas. The problem is that it's not al seder haggadah. There's a kasha then on the das harashbam and magen avram v'pri chadash. In other words, that look at the lashon of the gemara. The lashon of the gemara is some basachas. So that implies that you drank them all at once, not that you didn't drink them al seder haggadah. Drank all four without waiting in between each one. So then you're not Yotze. But if you didn't just, you waited in between each one, you're Yotze even though it wasn't Al Seder HaGadah. The Maral in the Gvuris in the 48th Perek is Nokit Bipshita Shadas HaRosh Ve'atur Simitafayin Beis, that you need Shdi Al HaSeder. And that means, I'll say their Haggadah, like the Rashbam says, and he's Tameh according to this, on what the Rosh writes in Simon Chaf, the Torah and Tafayin Beis, that if you drink below his Seba, you have to drink again. Where does it help that you drink again? The second Kos that you drank, you didn't say the Haggadah over it. And also the Kos Shlishi, you didn't say beer benching over it. So how are you Yotze B'Shti Ashniya? In other words, what does it help? Let's say you drank below a Seva. If afterwards you drink a second Kos, and you didn't say the Haggadah over the Kos, and you didn't say benching over the Kos, so what does it help to do with a Seva? You didn't do it Al Seder, the Mishnayis. So how are you Yotze? And so that's the kasha of the Maharal. That if you need Al Seder Haggadah, then what does it help when you re-drink the second kos shelo Al Seder Haggadah? The Maharal is also Tomei Al Ikar Adin. That the Seder HaMishnah is just la mitzvah. Like we see Kuf Yud Zayin Amid Beis, Mazal Kol Shlishi Mevarech Al Mizono, V'yi Gomer Lo V'sa Halil. Why? Because even if Berachas HaMazon doesn't require a kos, nevertheless, the four koses are derech cheres. So each one you do with a mitzvah. So Mimela, the third one you bench with it, the fourth one you say howl on it. So why should it be ma'akev if it's just a mitzvah? So the Maharal there blibes with a kasha. He thinks it should only be a mitzvah, it shouldn't be ma'akev. Like it seems from the Gemara itself. Also, the Maharal there in Perek Mem Ches discusses the Machlokes Shonim Kuf Ches Amud Beis Side in Shulchan Aruch. They'll find Beis Tes if you have to drink Rov Kos, even if it's holding Kama Reviyos. Or numerous people can drink from one Kos a Reviyos. In other words, there's one guy, let's say you have a Kos and has four Reviyos. Do you have to drink Rov Kos? Or no, everybody can take a revius and you don't have to have rov kos. It's a machlokas rishonim. As mevual mizeh, shel otam shitot, ein din shel kos, ela din shel revius. And according to those shitas, there's no din of a kos. Rather, all there is a din of revius. Let's see the lashon of the Maharal. Vim hayakos gadol. If it was a big kos, it had a lot of revius. Yesh l'stapek. Kevin tzorich lishtas ruv b'tikaso. Lo yotza rak ad shishta rov kos kamo shehu. Since you have to drink rov kos, you're not yotze until you drink rov kos as it is. O name, kevin d'shir kos hu revius. Since the shir of a kos is a revius. Sagi labor revius or rov revius. Therefore, all you have to do is drink a revius or rov revius, like it is in the Gemara, you have to drink rov kos. So rov kos, drink rov revius. Vagav vagav shish bo harbe yoser me revius, nikol shtias kos be revius. You know, there's a lot more than a revius in the kos. It's called shtias kos. Just the revius. You don't have to drink rov kos. Just drink a revius or rov revius. Da'at ha-ramban, shim ha-kos machzik shnayim ha-chos revius, tol shish derub lefim ha-shehu. The Ramban says, no, doesn't matter how big it is, you have to drink rov kos. The fi, the size of the kos. Lachan HaBeis Yosef, Zeh Lashon Rosh Chaim, Bim HaYakos Gadol Shish B'Kam Revios, Shtei Revios, Ramban Kos Tzarich Lishtos, Rov Mikol HaKos Afilu Machzik Kam Revios. V'Atam Tzarich Lishtos, you have to drink rov, even if there's a furious. Revios, V'Atam Tzarich Lishtos Arba Koses, V'Rabinam Rov Ruba the Kos. You have to drink arba kosos. The din is the din in the kos. So you have to drink rov kos. Doesn't matter how many reviews it has. So I'm not mefarshim. But there are other mefarshim. Da'at ha-kolbo. Da'at v'shana baruch ha-tzchaim uva be'et. Es Yosef. V'chein da'at ha-ran. Me'iri. Ha'avan. Ha'avya. Piskei Arid. Revin ha-manoach. Rashi. Very chosh of people. You don't have to drink rov kos. Elim shasa roiv revius yatzeno. Rov revius suffices. The kevin she'im lo haya nosim bo mitchil lekim revius. Avgash kos kadom al yotze. But let's say it's a big kos, but all you stuck in there was a revius, so you're yotze. The lo masinu tzarech she'akos male. We don't find the kos has to be male. All you need is a revius. So you see that he's learning right now that it doesn't matter how big the kos is, as long as there's a revius, it's enough. Even if revius is miyut ha'kos. Im ken hashe ha'kos male b'shvil zeh noymar. Neymar klal she. Im kain hashda shehaya kos male. So now the kos male b'shul zeh lo nomar klal no nemar klal shehayav lishlos kol mashe b'seicha. The yotze afgav lo shasal rak revius. So now that it's male, all you have to do is drink a revius. Why do you have to drink more? If all the kos had was revius, you don't have to drink revius. So now that it has a lot more, why should you have to drink more than revius? Lo shana mechaber. Yesh b'harbe revios shoysim menu kol kach b'nei adam. Kim revios shibof. It has 10 revios, 10 guys can drink from it. Shem tzarech lishtos roiv kos afilu machzik kam revios. Some say no. You have to drink rov kos, even if it's machzik a few revios, you have to drink rov kos. Others say no. Just drink a revius. Yesh lechale, continue, that's the machabia. Back to the Halakha Me'aral. Yesh lechale, devade im lo haya mitchila bo rak revius, shapir domi, dema shehu bo, hu hakos shehu tzarech lishtois. אבל אם הכוס מלא, כל מה שיש בכוס הוא הכוס. צורך שיש את הרויב הכוס. So the חילק is that בוודאי, if all there was originally was a revius, so that's fine. What's in it is the כוס, and that's what you have to drink. But if the כוס is מלא, whatever's in the כוס is called a כוס, and you have to drink a רויב כוס. The Maharal writes earlier that עיקר המילסה הוא הכוס. The Iker Dover is the Kos, Velo HaKiddush. Not the Kiddush, but the Kos. Rak Shetiknu Shekol Echad Ve'echad Min HaKosos Yaseh Elav Mitzvah. So the Kos is the Iker. Just each one you do a mitzvah, the first one Kiddush, etc. Aval HaKos, Ad Haggadah, Benching, Halil. Aval HaKos Hu Iker. Lo Shaykh B'zeh Shu Motzi Shehu Motzi Acher. Can't be motzi someone else. The Iker Takan is the kos. And therefore it's mistaber that you have to drink a row of kos. Doesn't matter how much is in there. V'od b'vadei nireh sh'tzarich sh'yeh ha-kos malei ad ruboi l'kol ha-pochus. You can't learn kos im ein ruboi malei. So it has to be rov. It has to be mostly filled. Otherwise it's not called a kos. Unlike he said before. For he said, whatever you put in there, as long as you put a revius in, you're cool. Now he's saying, Mapitam. Vadaina ratzir shia kots malay, you have to have rov kots filled up. Otherwise, it's not called a kots if it's not rov malay. He's a das yachid, and this is pointed out in the footnotes. Achyesh lo echiach. Continues Rabbeinu, the tzarech shtias rov kos. How do you know? How do you know you need shtias rov kos? The hadika amar v'hu shiyish deruba. That it says you have to drink rov kos. Pesachim 108b. Al korach perush shiyish deruba kos mamish. You have to drink mamish rov kos. Shein lefarish rov kos hayna rov revius. You can't say rov kos means rov revius. Shir zeh lo matzeinu b'shum makom. Rov revius. Where do you find rov revius? Rak hecha debinin revius. Tzarech revius shalem. V'lo shayich revius rov. When you require revius, you need a whole revius. No such thing as rov revius. There's no rov in shiurim. Shir means that less than that is not considered anything. You see this in a lot of achronim. Right, like the, for example, the Divrei Yetziv, the Kloisenberger. Ech yesh havamina, sheyashayich rubo kukula b'chay gavna b'shiurim, and others in shiurim. When there's a certain amount, we don't say rubo kukula. So otherwise, there are no midos in shiurim in the Torah. Everything is just rov. Rov Kizayitz, Rov Revius, Mapitom, Inkadidaba. He continues, Vim Kain, that Ruby the Kus is not talking about the Revius, it's talking about the Kos. It's talking about Rov Kos, not Rov Revius. Mashaych Rov Kos, he means Sarachlishos Rak Revius, Bokos Gadol. What do you mean, Rov Kos? If all you have to drink is Revius, why is it called Rov Kos? It says Rov Kos. What does Rov Kos mean? Rov Kos means Rov Kos. You can't say Rov Kos means Rov Revius. There's no such thing as Rov Revius. So what does Rov Kos mean? It means Rov Kos. In Lomar Dal to come a Ruba de Katz, Hainu Hechel Shein Sham Rak Revius. Avin Yesh Harbe Ein Sarach Rak Revius. And you can't say that Rov Kos means where all there is a revius, but if there's a lot more, then all you need is a revius. No. That doesn't seem to make sense at all. Because Maman of Shach. Perush. Shnei adinim shi'alu lefi ze me'agmara. Which are, number one, that a kos revius is enough for rov kos, in other words, rov revius. And number two, if it's a big kos, then all you need is a revius. So that's going to be a stira. So again, if you say that rov kos means where there's only revius rov kos, but if there's a lot, then all you need is a revius, then it wouldn't make sense. Why? Gizimas lina basar akos. Let's say you follow the kos. In other words, in the tzir of the Gemara, there's a kos of revius. And tzarech ruba. Then you need a rov. Even if it's a kos gadol me'od. If we go back after the kos, then you need rov kos, even if there's a lot. You mazlina butsa revius, but if you follow the revius, in other words, you're not going to follow the kos. You're just going to look at the revius of the kos, the revius of wine. So then tzarech revius shalem. Then you need a whole revius because there's no rov b'shiurin. So it can't be that when it says rov kos, it's talking about where all there is a revius, but if there's more, you don't need a revius. Because if you follow, if it's more than a revius, if you follow the kos, then you need rov kos. Even though there's a lot there. And if you follow the revius, then you need a revius shalem. Because there's no roves in revios. In other words, like this. If we say that you have to drink rov kos, it's only talking about a case where there is just a revius, then you have to drink rov kos. But if there's a lot, then you don't have to drink rov kos. All you have to do is drink one revius, then it won't make sense. Why? Because if we follow the kos, let's say you're looking at the kos, then you need rov, even though there's a lot. In other words, you wanted to say that if there's more than, if there's a few revios, all you need is revius. If you're following the kos, well, it says rov kos, so then you can't just drink a revius. So that wouldn't fly. That's not to say that if there are many revios, you only have to drink revius, wouldn't fly. If you follow the kos, then you have to drink a lot more than a revius. You have to drink rov kos. And let's say you just follow the revius. Say you look at the revius, then you're going to have to drink a whole revius. The Gemara says you only need to drink a rov revius. Gemara says you only need rov kos. But if you're looking at the revius, then you're going to have to drink the whole revius because there's no such thing as rov revius. Just think of a rov of a shear. Rov of a kos we have, not rov of a shear. So you can't say that the rov kos is talking about where there's only revius, but if there's more, then you don't have to drink rov kos, all I have to do is drink a revius. Why? Because again, if you follow the kos, then you always have to have a rov, regardless of how much is in there. And if you follow the revius, then there's such thing as rov kos. Rov revius, if it just has a revius mitzumtzum, so then all you're going to have to drink, then you're going to have to drink the whole thing. Such thing is rov, because we don't have a such thing as rov revius. You can't tell me that if it's only has a revius that you have to drink the whole thing. They have to drink Rove. Because you can't. Because if you're looking at the revius, then you have to drink the whole revius. If you look at the kos, I get it. Then you have to drink Rove kos. But then if you have to drink Rove kos, that would mean that even if it's a big kos, you have to drink Rove kos. And Maral wanted to suggest that that it says Rove kos is where all there is a revius. But if there's more, then you don't drink Rove kos, all you need is a revius. Again, Memanavshach. If you follow the kos, then you always need a Rove. You can't just say you need a revius no matter how big the kos is. And if you follow the revius, there's such a thing as Rove revius. Because where you don't have Rove, you have to drink the whole revius. So therefore, the fikach mishish lo kos gadol tzarech shiyah kos malei ad rubo, v'yishter rov hakos. So if you have a big kos, you have to drink most of the kos. You have to fill up most of the kos until the rov, and then you have to drink rov kos. No matter how big it is, you have to drink rov kos. There's no such thing as Rove Revius. All there is such a thing as Rove Kos. So however big the Kos is, you have to drink Rove Kos. Avalein kazeh davar Rove Revius. So that's the Maharal in the Gvuros in the 48th Perek. The Maskan of the Maharal is like the Ramban that you always need Rove Kos. So this is Tamua asks Moreno of Rabbeinu, Tichat Tzadik Levrach, David, that what about the other Shittas? The other Shittas that it's enough to have a Revius no matter how big the Kos is. And so Paskins the Shulchan Aruch. We saw before that there are two dais brought in the Shulchan Aruch. And one is that all you need is a revius. Each person can just drink a revius. And it's even more tamua. The Ran writes that if you have a kos that has a few revios, each person can drink a rove revius. That's vade tamua. If it's midin revius and not midin kos, hari yotzei dechavasa barov. There's no such thing as rove shir. A shir of revius is a shir of revius mamish for low rove revius. So we're stuck according to the Maharal's analysis. The Maharal beautifully analyzed and told us that you have to drink Rove Kos no matter what. Because there's no such thing as Din Rove Revius. It has to be a Din of Rove Kos. And Mamela, how do you understand the Shita that holds that all you need is to drink a Revius? Mapitom just a revius, the Gemara says Rove Kos. Rove Kos is Rove Kos no matter what the size of the Kos. Because if you're following the Kos, then if you're following the Kos, then you need Rove Kos. And if you're following revius, you need the whole revius. There's no such thing as Rove Revius. And the Gemara says Rove Kos. In other words, if the Gemara is talking about where the Kos just has a Revius, the Gemara is talking where the Kos just has a Revius, there's no such thing as Rove. You have to drink, if we're following the Revius, then you have to drink the whole Revius. What do you mean Rove? Ah, so you want to say when it says Rove Revius, when it says Rove Kos, somewhere it just has a Revius and you have to drink Rove Kos, say there. So then that applies also if it has a bigger shear. If you're following the coast, you have to drink Rove Kos, whatever the coast is. It's a vort in the coast. And if it's a vort in Revius, then in kazet of our Rove Revius. So it must be Rove Kos. That's the Rampant. That's beautiful. So the only thing is, what are we going to do with the Shita in Shulchan Aruch that holds that a Revius is enough? Or even the Shita, even worse, even more difficult. I don't want to say worse. Even more difficult. What do you mean Rove Revius? Mapitom Rove Revius. which says you can drink raw ravias. Also in the Aviezeri in the seventh parak of Chamei Tomatzu, Tama Beigarenyan. Imudin b'shel shtiyas yain, mazinyan lakos. Reishtiya ba'ma hu ravias, v'kevin shudin ravias, ma shaykh b'zeh din rishal ruba kukula. What do you mean, rov kos? It's a din in shtiyas yain. What's shtiyas yain? Shtiyas yain is ravias. And since it's a din ravias, you need the whole thing. No such thing as ruba kukula in this year. And he asks on the Britzke Rav from this, so you can look in the Aviezeri in the seventh parak of Chomei Tumatza. So אנחנו נתחיל את המהלך בעזרת השם. נראה כך, נקדים את דברי הרמב״ם. הרמב״ם אומר בפרק ז' הלכה ז', after he writes in הלכה ו', בחיב להרס עצמי, כלוא עצמי, יוצמי ממצרים, he writes in הלכה ז', לפיך שסוי דעת בלילה זה, צורך לאכוב לשתוס ומסב דרך חירוס. כל אחד ואחד בין אנוש ובין אנוש מחייב לשלה זר בקוס של יין בין פרוך סמיהם. So we see in the Rambam, there's a special chiyuv al derech cheirus. And it's machayev to eat and drink v'hu meisav derech cheirus. V'chein mischayev mizeh shtiyas arba koisis. V'azem shich Rambam alacha chet, b'dini haseba. V'alacha tet v'yud, b'dini arba koisis. So you have a dinner of derech cheirus, and to eat and drink b'derech cheirus. Kufiyat Beis Amid Aleph, the Dalit Kosis are Pursumi Nisa. In the Magad Mishnah, he equates this with the Pursumi Nisa of Ner Chanukah. And the meaning of Cheres and Pursumi Nisa that we have, it would appear that you're drinking a lot, and you're making this a Lail of Mishteh. This is a Ribu Shti of Arba Kosis, that's a Maisa Dera Cheres. You're making a Mishteh. You only make a Mishteh if you're free, not if you're Beshibud. Rashi Kufches Arba Kosis, Kasu Shemokal Azel Dalit Kosis, Migimel Kosis Shal Paro. Ravi Koshal Brichas Amazin, Rubi Yerushalmi, Perakir Aloch Aleph, Banu de Mizem of Urashah, and Hagas, Ashtia Shal Malchus, Hibiribui Koisis. Velachen Yalfinum is a duadin Kenu Bderacheris to Pesach, Shishtia Bemisposeshakosis, Mevatate Shechur Viavdut. שזה יוסדה של מלכות בהיותה בלא כל שיבוד, וזה דרך חירוס ופרסומי ניסה שיש בדבר, על הפקועס השיבוד ויוסף בני חורן, כמלאכם, in other words, we're drinking like who? Like Paro, it says by Paro, three kosas. And the fourth kos is by Birchas Hamazon. So, it's a shti of Malchus. So again, we have in this night, shti of derech chirus, shti of Malchus, showing that we're free, it's Pursumei Nisa. That's the idea of drinking the Arba Kosis. And we see this in the Maral Nekvurus in Perek Mem Tes. And if he only has three Kosis, there's no need to drink them. And that it says in the Gemara, that there's no Sakan of Zukas by Arba Kosis because each one's an independent mitzvah. That only means that She'ein Arba Kosis Shtia Achas. We have them zugos. Each one has their own times. There's no zugos problem. There's no problem drinking pears. But there's still ma'akev. So to drink all four kosas. Because the holy soul of the mitzvah is a ribui of arba kosas. The Rabbanah and the kosa berachas and muslims also included in this ribui. Right? Originally the first three are from the Torah, the kosas of Paro. That it says in the Torah, kos Paro. And then the fourth is the Birkas HaMazon. That's a Shti of Cheres. If you're not going to get the Cheres, a four, forget it. If you don't have this Ribui of Arba, there's no mitzvah. And with this, we could be Miyashiv, the Gemara, and the Afkuftes on Mutbeis. That Arba Kasi Takinu Rabban and Derech Cheres. That the rabbis were Metak and Arba Kosos. Derech Cheres. Each one is an independent mitzvah. Kochad v'chad mitzvah ba'apei nafshe. So the Yotzer Farshi Talmud, he brings Rav Shonim don't have arba kasi takinu rabbanan derech cheres. Just arba kasi takinu rabbanan. Kochad v'chad mitzvah ba'apei nafshe. They don't have this derecheres. But in our Girsa it says it. And this the Achronim asks, see there in the Oitzer, why does the Gemara bring this? Ravina is just trying to answer Akasha by saying each one of them is a mitzvah. In other words, the Gemara has a kash, and the Gemara is bothered by the Zugas. So Ravina says, don't worry about it. No Zugas problem, because each one's an independent mitzvah. So what does he have to say? Derecheirus, meza kashur. V'afalafid v'reinu, l'mashe kasavnu, omir rabbeinu, mavur ha'itev. She'arei mipashtus, divrei rabin amash, meshedal ad mitzvah sein. V'et zeh baravinu l'shlol, לומר שלא זוהי כוונתו. The Rashbam says that don't make a mistake about this. Don't make a mistake about this and think that that they're not ma'akev each other. Taka the Rashash, there in the Gemara, learns they're not ma'akev each other. That's how the Rashash learns Ravina. They're not ma'akev, all you need is to the Rambam, the Maharal says you need to drink all four. Either four or bust. But according to Ravina, three is enough. But according to Tzim, Rashash learns from Ravina that three is enough. Because mitzvah bapei nafshe. And Ravina's saying, no, you got it all wrong. Don't think that, Rashash. That's what Ravina is saying. Ravina, the Amor, is talking to the Rashash, lived in the 1800s. It's Zeba Ravina Lishlol, Velomar Shalozoi Kavanato. He's saying, I'm Echalt Fidem Aral. That's what the Heiliger Rebbe is saying, the Ravina. And therefore he says, it's Derecheirus. And therefore, what's the Cheirus? Each one's a mitzvah. It's one mitzvah, meaning it's one mitzvah to drink all four. But there's no zugos because each one's an independent mitzvah. But it was important for Ravina to first tell us that it's a mitzvah ba'apei nafshe, that it's a derecheres. And what's the derecheres? The four kosos, that ribui of kosos, is derecheres. And therefore, each one's a mitzvah ba'pei nafshe, but you still need four. You still need four. You can't say three isn't enough. So it's lafuke from the Rashash thought, and it's like the Maharal. That it's, he's telling you, starting off, and that's the correct year, so it's derecheres. And that's why you need all four. But each one's an independent mitzvah, and therefore there's no zugos. Because this is derech malachim, like it says, v'kos paro biyadi, v'eschados em l'kos paro, v'etein es ha'kos ha'kos paro. Rashi says in Daf Kuf Ches three kosos by paro that it says in the pasuk, and one kos of Berachas Hamazon. The Yerushalmi has arba kosos connected kosos shel paro. But the point is that's the din cherus. The din cherus that we have here is drinking these ribui kosos. These ribui kosos are a show of malchus, a show of cherus. And that's why we're drinking the arba kosos. And now we understand Ravina, why he starts off that it's derecheres. V'zeh matim l'ma she'amru b'gemara b'daf kuf yitzayin amud bet. That even though Birchas HaMazon doesn't require a kos, nevertheless, the arba kosos, the rabbis were mitakin derecheres, so each one we do a mitzvah with it. The Miri writes that these arba kosos, lo lebracha nitkenu, ela brachas nitkenu lahem. As the Gemara is coming to emphasize when it says derech cheirus, that even though there's an inyan in each one, that each one we do a mitzvah with them, that's not the ikar. The ikar is the derech cheirus. And that's the same idea we were saying in the Ravina. Okay, sweet friends, Baruch Hashem, we were zocha to start the Mahalach, and the next Shir, we're going to continue and be miyashi what the Maharal says, and Mirtz Hashem, and see continuing flows. Thank you for listening. Shalom, shalom.